Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from VL, and he wants me to cover an article called AI Girlfriends Are Ruining an Entire Generation of Men. But in reality, it's wrecking the lives of multiple generations of women, because they're the ones losing the friend-zone simps that would have been giving them free services as emotional tampons. And now men are giving all that attention to someone that doesn't even exist. Women can't exactly come out and say that, so they're trying a different strategy, by pretending to care about lonely men that are using AI girlfriends. The article says that men using such things won't be getting married and won't be having children, and this will put severe consequences on America's future, because Medicaid and Medicare, and not to mention Social Security, will be bankrupt. But cry me a period blood river. AI girlfriends are just a response for lonely men looking for companionship, when real women are rejecting them. AI girlfriends aren't for us older guys, but they're increasingly there for younger guys that don't even want relationships anymore. This story was written for the paper called The Hill, as in Capitol Hill, and it's for Washington's politicians. But what exactly are they supposed to do? Ban men from using technology that liberates us from flesh and blood females. Let's see them try that as AI ramps up and guys use VPNs, if they have to, in order to get companionship. The author says that AI girlfriends have come about at the perfect time, because there's a silent epidemic of loneliness hitting young males. But it's women that disproportionately use medical services when compared to men. So it's going to be women suffering more. The same women that decided it was better to chase Chad instead of settling down with Chud. The article says that in 1940, there were 42 workers for every beneficiary of Social Security. But it forgot to mention that that was because it had only been introduced less than 10 years at that time. It's basically a pyramid scheme, and the bottom of the pyramid is now crumbling. The author of this article is a university professor in St. Louis. So this is yet another example of how things we talk about in the manosphere have now gone mainstream. The article should really be titled AI Girlfriends Are Ruining the Healthcare and Retirements of Multiple Generations of Women. If you want the government to step into action, then you need to show how women are suffering, and the simps will swoop into the rescue. If AI girlfriends are threatening population collapse and the end of the social safety net, then just imagine what happens when lover bots are finally introduced. The consequences are more than just a generation of women that are lonely and poor, because they can't find a man to give them attention along with his paycheck. Lonely, angry, mentally ill women start to gain political power at that point, so they can lash out at men using the government apparatus to restrict our freedom of speech and sexual freedoms, so that the attention continues to flow to the proud owner of a cooch. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to AI girlfriends are about to make an entire generation of women self-destruct clown world show. Without an adequate supply of emotional tampons out there as men start to withdraw into technology, women are going to start henpecking each other and doing whatever they can to punish the men that leave the plantation. The more they do that, the more they will push us away from them. This article is basically blaming men and the companies that provide AI girlfriends for the declining population and America's Social Security shortfall. It's all men's fault once more. But we all know it's political and academic suicide to blame women for anything these days. I saw a different article recently where Grimes, Elon Musk's semi-ex-girlfriend, says that she's concerned over AI girlfriends, and that women could be obsolete in 5 years. Musk is trying to fight the coming depopulation by having as many children as possible. But there's no way to ensure that his children will choose to have children of their own, and that without some kind of culture to offset the woke mind virus out there, his line will most likely end as well. It's not enough to have kids anymore. You have to ensure that they will have kids. That's something I clued in on with regards to the Malcolm and Simone Collins podcast. Humans are just reverting back to the way they were in the past, with many women chasing one man like it was during early agriculture. Monogamy was required for civilization, and I suspect that as AI starts running more and more of our world, monogamy will become obsolete. Blaming men for having AI girlfriends for the collapse of civilization and the social safety net is the easiest excuse. Men are the best scapegoat because we don't really fight back when we're criticized. I always thought the young guys would never be delusional enough to have relationships with AI girlfriends. When I heard young guys tell me that that's what they prefer, it was really disheartening, because it proved to me that our species has achieved a new level of laziness. As kids, we always wanted to play video games, and we didn't want to just sit there and watch other kids playing them. I don't know about you, but I'd be getting antsy waiting for my turn to play. But today's kids sit and watch other kids play on YouTube that we would have died to play with when we were children. Playing video games has become a spectator sport like playing actual sports. With porn, sex has also become a spectator sport to some extent. Now with AI girlfriends, love and relationships will also become a spectator sport. Technology is increasingly making life easy and giving us a dopamine reward without us actually doing the physical or mental labor that provides that reward. It's going to get a lot worse though. Just wait until AI does most jobs. People will stop putting effort into thinking as AI does the thinking for them. All it's going to take in the future to be an influencer is just to do something as simple as filming yourself sitting in a chair. Because even the effort to turn on that camera and upload the video to the platform like YouTube will be monumental. That famous line from Agent Smith in The Matrix when he says that human civilization belonged to AI the moment the humans got machines to do the thinking for them kind of resonates at this point. A guy that has an actual girlfriend in the future will be like a guy that rebuilds vintage cars from scratch. It'll seem like some gargantuan effort. I was also watching Malcolm Collins say that in the future, some guys would actually keep earlier versions of AI girlfriends because of the nostalgia factor, or because they liked the earlier ones. I sent him a message saying that this nostalgia could be seen in the film Cherry 2000, where Cherry, his AI girlfriend android, her personality chip is worth a fortune, because of how well it's coded and how rare it is. People keep trying to steal the chip throughout the film. This also reminded me of a kid that was obsessed with an old iPhone I had, because many of the games on it you couldn't download anymore. Games that were in many ways better than the stuff that's being made today. So just imagine guys in the future getting nostalgic for older versions of AI girlfriends, the way that some of us get nostalgic for the old relationships we've had. I've said before that guys are using things like the Fleshlight because it feels better than a real VAG. I thought that the technologies needed to be better than the real thing with regards to AI girlfriends. But they don't necessarily need to be that way. But still, they'll have higher IQ, learn about what you like, and will never shame you for not remembering an anniversary. Just imagine what AI girlfriends are going to do to dating app sites. If I was the Match Group, the parent company of Tinder, I would be looking into developing AI girlfriend subscriptions. If the future is about AI girlfriends, then the ones with the best personalities will win out. The ones that actually make a man's life better. I can't get past the uncanny valley, but many guys don't really care if a woman is real or not. They already know that having a real girlfriend or wife is going to be difficult, if not impossible, to maintain. And can you imagine the younger millennials and older Zoomers having the patience to deal with a woman's non-stop negathons? Forget about it. If they're too lazy to play video games, then I don't see them having the strength to deal with entitled women complaining about everything. And I don't blame them. Just being around most women these days gives me anxiety because I know that any moment, they might erupt and spew toxic emotions at me. I have to walk around on eggshells around women, and the moment the emotional storm starts up and starts to rage, I need to get the hell out of there. With an AI girlfriend, she would give me access to the stories I'm interested in and make me laugh by reflecting back my own sense of humor. I would never have to deal with PMS ever again. Put her code into a dollar android, and real women will be done. Give men the option of surrogacy or cloning, and most real girlfriends would also be done. Although I'm no longer convinced that most guys that could afford surrogacy would actually ever do it. If they don't want to deal with the hassle of a woman in their real life, then they haven't even seen anything compared to having kids. I sometimes think that all the emotional torture you have to endure for a relationship is practice for when you finally get some progeny. So imagine what it's like having kids without having to deal with the nagging cooch in between. I think that even if somehow surrogacy or cloning became popular, many guys would just leave the kids up for adoption because they would be driven mad by the responsibility of being a single parent, unless they maybe paid for a nanny or something. That might be a good service that women could provide at that point. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Veal for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in 10 years, most women will be begging any man to smash them because even the Chads would rather have a relationship with a robot at that point. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that blame population collapse on men when women are actually the gatekeepers of reproduction away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.